Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for your patience, for waiting for me to start tonight's recording of our weekly Freedom Hour. I'm still doing a little bit more preparations. I'm almost done. Thank you. Yep. And so I'm going over a few things. We have some. Oh, we have some questions, by the way, I'll be answering tonight from John and Lorraine. Okay, so of course, for privacy, I will not give your name, last names, folks. I protect your privacy in the process of answering your questions. And then let's give me a stapler, guys, to staple these, please. Okay. All right. So I'm going to open up a couple of these things. Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, folks, in preparation for these Freedom Hours, we always got to double and triple check things. And in the process of doing so, we notice, well, this is not there. That's not quite there. And because these are real recordings that get edited later on, we have the opportunity to be a little delayed if we need to, if necessary, to make sure that we have everything for you correct. Tonight I'm going to talk about the IRS 1099 form, folks. You know, if what do you do if you don't have the money to pay the income taxes and that the government wants you to pay, and you get some 1099s. You're wondering, well, if the IRS got me, what do I do? Because it seemed like they got me, and I do not have any choices, it seems like. No. Okay. All right. Let's see now. Yeah, I got that. Instructions. So what I do is I use a combination of it's a little warm here, guys. Can you cool up a little bit here? For some reason, it's warm tonight a little bit in here in the studio. Here we go. We got all that stuff there. Yep. Okay. Very good. Now, what I'm going to do, of course, I'm going to try to make this presentation shorter. And what I'm going to do is I'm also going to bring another video up on the topic, which in some of those other videos, I go over things in a little bit more detail. That way, for more detail, you can go to the other video that has the different information that may not be in this one, you know. So with that, I think we are pretty much ready to go, folks. And cover the topic for the Freedom Hour tonight and answer your questions. Remember, at the end, you all have an opportunity to get your questions about the topic of the Freedom Hour answered and any other freedom questions you may have about the IRS, about a state income tax agency, you know, about the whole deception fraud. By the way, can you give me one of the new brochures with that? I want to show it to everybody. Benny, can you give me the brochures with the trifold on the table there? We're going to have this trifold, by the way, available so you get to download from our website. It's a dynamite thing to show everybody else out there. Yeah, this is a dynamite little thing I've done. So, okay. With that, folks, I think we can go ahead and get started.
Time clock zeroed out.
Yeah, time clock is zeroed out. We're ready to go.
We'll start the recording.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. I am Paymon Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Did you get one or more IRS 1099 forms against you to the IRS? It's really Satan. And you don't have the money to pay the taxes that you believe you may owe based upon the 1099 tax forms that was sent against you to the IRS. And should you file the 1040 income tax form anyway? Well, I will answer that question for you very definitively in this presentation. And you will love the answer that you do not expect to have, because it's much sweeter what you can do and what you don't have to do if you know about the law and your rights that I will show you from government's own official websites. Remember, everything that I tell you is based upon government's own official legal websites like IRS.gov, U.S. House of Representatives, United States Treasury Department, and U.S. Supreme Court. And our website, livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org is the answer to your questions. So with that, let's go to the IRS's website, folks. Okay, here we go. This is at IRS.gov, IRS's official website, the 2000 instructions for forms 1099 MISC or miscellaneous and 1099 NEC. Okay, it's miscellaneous information and non-employee compensation. Okay, so instruction, if you go down past the top part in the specific instructions for form 1099 MISC, it tells you, okay, that you should file this form 1099 MISC, miscellaneous information for each person in the course of your business to whom you have paid the following during the year, okay? Now, however, we're going to get past that in somebody who, but they already filed one against you, right? Well, we go down and here is specific instructions about this form, okay? And it says trade or business reporting only. See, 1099 form is for trade or business reporting only. We will get to what kind trade or business they are referring to by law from the Internal Revenue Code momentarily. This is the federal tax laws, okay? All of it, the Internal Revenue Code. It's a big, thick book of gobbledygook, tons and tons of tiny fonts, detailed specific definition and instructions that is just so overwhelming and intimidating. But I've got this for you figured out exactly to the T. You will love the answer. Hang in there, okay? So here we go. The IRS instruction tells us to report on Form 1099 MISC only when payments are made in the course of your trade or business. You see, here is the key word, in the course of your trade or business. Well, what does that mean, okay? Well, for that, we're going to go to the IRS's website again at irs.gov. Here we go. In a page that is headlined, Am I required to file a form 1099 or other information return? Okay. Well, in this page, when we go down under made a payment heading, it tells us that if as a part of your trade or business, you made any of the following types of payments, use the link to be directed to information on filing the appropriate information return. So Here we go. It's all about trade or business, okay? So, and it tells us you must also file. Don't worry about that. Let's go down a little bit further. Talks about receive a payment on other reporting situations, okay? It tells us if, as a part of your trade or business, you receive the following types of payments, use a link to be directed to the information on filing the appropriate information return. And there's all kind of payments that you can see is listed on this page, from payment of mortgage interest and other things that this page speaks about, okay? So we go further, okay? And there's really nothing more here, okay? By the way, the Form W-9 form somebody asked you to fill out perhaps earlier, request for taxpayer identification number and certification, someone had you fill out. That form in the bottom of it in the general instructions tells you that the purpose of the form is for an individual entity who is required to file an information return with the IRS must obtain your correct taxpayer identification number, which may be your social security number, individual tax identification number, other stuff, okay? And it tells us examples of information returns include but are not limited to the following. Here we go. Form 1099-IN for interest earned or paid. There are other ones for dividends, okay? 1099 missed for various types of income. So that's why the person had to fill out a W-9 form, because they think they have to report it in the course of their trade or business. That's the key term. So we're going to have to find out what this term trade or business means. You see, they have their own specific definitions in this gobbledygook. Congress is not worried about making the law too complex or specific. They make it as exact detail as they want, and they expect you to read and know it all, right? Well, I've got the puzzle solved for you right here. There's a part called definitions. Okay? This is from uscode.house.gov. You all can do this. Under search engine, put 26USC/7701/usco.house.gov. You will get from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code. What is this? This is Category 26 federal laws. There are 54 categories of federal laws. Title 26 or Category 26 is the Internal Revenue Code, this thing you're seeing on your screen now. Okay? So look at this. We're going to talk about this. This is from the go down, 6041 information at source. This is a 1099 requirement law. Payments made of $600 or more. All persons engaged in a trade or business and making payment in the course of such trade or business to another person of rent, salaries, wages, premiums, annuities, compensations, remunerations, emoluments, or the fixed or determinant gains or profits or other income, right? Or blah, 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 blah. It says, okay, of $600 or more in any year, okay, shall render a true and accurate return to secretary, okay, which is the 1099 form. This is the law for the 1099 form, 26 USC, section 6041. And again, you hear the word, anybody engaged in a trade or business. Well, what does this trade or business mean? Does that mean you, a small business owner, a real estate broker agent, insurance agent, network marketer, internet marketer, someone who cuts hair for a living, some small business owner. Well, that is what the ordinary dictionary would tell us, right? Like this ordinary American English language dictionary. But that doesn't matter. We have to go by the definitions in the Internal Revenue Code. Let's see what it says for ourselves, okay? So here it is now. We're going to go to definitions. Again, from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? In a chapter called 79 Definitions. Here's what it says. Definitions. 7,701. A, when used in this title, what title are we speaking about? Remember again, Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, okay? So, they define all kind of things like person, partnership and partner, which need no defining anyway, but Congress wants to give them all specific, clear definitions, some shorter, some longer. But here it is, definition, we're going to go down to A26, okay, of trade or business. Look at this one, folks. Domestic Building and Loan Association has a very long, specific definition. So Congress can do that, okay? Employee levy is a very short definition, but A26, surprise, surprise. Can you believe what you see, folks? Look at this, folks. The term trade or business includes the performance of functions of a public office. Wow! Look at that. You know, you think a trade or business is a businessman, but no. Someone who performs the functions of public office, government workers, bureaucrats, congressmen, judges, they are involved in a trade or business. Isn't that crazy? Amazing. You never knew, folks. These government workers, they're not trusted public servants. They're all involved in the trade or business for the purposes of federal tax law. See, they deceived you. They fooled you. All these decades, they made the American people think that you are supposed to get a 1099 report, but no. You're not supposed to get or issue one. The only people that are supposed to issue a 1099 are those people involved in the public office. By the way, that's not Egyptian or French or Japanese or Florida or Texas or California public office. They're public office of United States, which means Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. Yeah, because the federal government is sovereign over Washington, D.C. and its territories. And the word United States, you'll see, folks, you'd be shocked at this. I'm going to show it to you. It means Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. Here we go again. I'm going to go to the same section, 7701, when used in this title, Title 26. Look at that. A, 9, and 10 are amazingly very clear. From the United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only states and the District of Columbia. How about the word state? Well, the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, where such construction or understanding interpretation is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Yes, it is. So, United States means the District of Columbia plus District of Columbia. And you get, add them up, you get the same District of Columbia means United States. Yep. So it's a U.S. government people or agencies. They're the ones that make payments at the 1099 U. So you are not doing that. You are wrongfully issued you a 1099 form. Yes. They were not supposed to issue a 1099 report about the money they paid to you. That was wrong. That was error. And you're not required to file an income tax on this form that was sent about you by error to the IRS and to you. So you don't have to fill out a tax return at all on that 1099 income, period. Now, I know some of you think, well, Paymon, of course. The 50 states are included in a definition of United States. How about trade or business? Why don't they mention any business owners? They mention someone performing functions of public office. Why don't they mention someone who produces, is a printer? Why they specifically mention a government worker? Well, the Supreme Court now will give us a clear, definitive answer and explanation, folks. Okay? Here we go. U.S. Supreme Court, folks, they interpret the law, right? On their website, the opinions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Here we go. We're going to look up this case of Stenberg versus Carhart, which was issued in June 28th, year 2000. We go down further in this case. It starts at page 914. We go down later to page 942 on the top left, you see. And here is what the court tells us about definitions. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the definitions I just showed you, those are explicit definitions, right? We must follow that definition even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. You have to follow that definition. Yes, the definition in the Internal Revenue Code in federal tax laws, even if that is different from the one you see in your regular, ordinary dictionary that you know and understand. This, you could not go by this. You have to go by the definition you found in the laws, like the tax laws of the Internal Revenue Code. Like it or not. Okay. Let's continue with the U.S. Supreme Court case. And it continues and refers us to another court case that says it is axiomatic or self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term something defined by statute excludes unstated meanings of that term. Yeah, of course it's obvious that any term that, you know, excludes unstated meanings of that term is not there. So the word 50 states, folks, is not there in the definition of the United States. It includes the District of Columbia. And the term stated also the District of Columbia. Also, when you go down further in 826 and you see definition of trade or business, where here it is only includes the performance of functions of a public office. That is all that it includes, folks. That's it. A government office or government worker. It does not include you. Some of you have doubts. Nope, Paymont, tax law, this is not a tax law case. Give me a tax law case that says that you cannot assume and imply that the 50 states are included. That trade or business applies to government workers, me as a small business owner, or some independent commissioned agent, or something like that, right? Well, here we go, folks. Let's go to one more U.S. Supreme Court called Gould versus Gould in 1917, unanimous U.S. Supreme Court tax case. And here is what it says. This is the ruling of this unanimous U.S. Supreme Court case in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying or imposing taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions. Provision of laws, provisions of tax laws by interpretation beyond the clear import of the language used. If it's not in the language, it's not there. Or to enlarge the operations. Operations of what? Tax laws. So as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. If something is specifically not pointed out, it's not there. Folks, that's very clear. Clear, double clear language. And the Supreme Court even gives us this more important warning, right? That in case of doubt, if you have any doubt about this, right, they, meaning the tax laws, are construed, understood, or interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Folks, you can't get any more clear than that, that in the interpretation of the statute, laws, levying taxes, right, in case of any doubt whatsoever, construed most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen. It is the government officials. They're the ones that have to prove that you have a lawful legal duty of paying income tax. It's on them, not on you, okay? And they deceived us. For well over 100 years, they've deceived us. I show in my other videos that even in 1913, the United States definition did not include the Union 50 states, okay? So with this all understanding now, folks, what you want to do is go to Field Marshal's website at livefreenow.org and take the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, which what you saw, they've been deceiving you folks, fooling us, robbery and slavery now. Number one step is based on government's official websites. There is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. Yes, folks, what I showed you was from U.S. government's own official websites. Let me refresh you on that a little bit, okay? These laws that I showed you, these ones, are from uscode.house.gov. That's the Council of the United States House of Representatives. It's their official websites that list these official definitions of the law. And, folks, these laws were hidden in the law libraries, like the books behind me. It was hard to find and locate. But now that they're all available online for you to see for yourself, it's like, whoa, right there. It's a revolution, folks. Like Gutenberg Press is a real founder of the Christian Protestant movement, not Martin Luther. Because until Gutenberg printed the Bible in the thousands, every single Bible had to be handwritten by very intelligent, patient people who knew how to write a whole book, almost the size of an Internal Revenue Code by hand. The Bible was very expensive, very rare. It lasted hundreds and hundreds of years, so anybody could not touch it to be able to read it because it could damage it and destroy it. The law was interpreted by the priests of the Catholic Church. And priests are human beings, and often they did it wrong. They put their own interpretation instead of that of the Bible. But now we see the Bible is right here. IRS agents do not know this. They do not train them. They're ignorant. They just do what they've been told to do. This is what they must follow, okay? And you have no requirement to file. So that is your step one that you must do, folks, to be free is verify this stuff further. The proof, start the 10-minute video, and you start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. So you want to click on this video right here. You put it in a short playlist, you watch this video, and more you'll see on our website. So do as much as you want on that. And then second step number two, you think that filing a 1040 income tax confession trap, because that's where they are, is the safest, smartest way to keep the IRS from hurting you? Well, that is false. You hang yourself. By signing a 1040 income tax confession form, give all the information for the IRS to use against you, and that's exactly what they do. It is you signing a 1040 form, confession form, that gives them all the power to harass you, audit you, steal your money. They deceive you, folks, to give up your power and sign that 1040 income tax confession trap. Confess against yourself you owe the IRS money, and the burden of proof is on you to expend all your expenses, deductions, credits, and schedules. So then step three is this, folks. Do you think the IRS is the most powerful government agency that at any time can empty your bank account and steal your money if you do not file a 1040 tax confession traps? No, folks, they're not. These two former IRS commissioners are telling you that the IRS is mostly bluff, and the IRS, the money does not come from audits. No, no, no. The money does not come from my audits. The money IRS substantially comes from when you, the so-called taxpayers, file your 1040 income tax confession form. Yes, they've been bluffing you. They've been deceiving you. Yes, just click on the cartoon. There's more. Step four, folks, is this. You should know that I, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, have not filed or paid any U.S. income taxes since 1993. Yes. 1993, almost 30 years, I paid that much income tax to the IRS. Zero. Right? And the IRS knows this fact very well, and the IRS has never attempted to indict or put me in prison for not having filed or paid any U.S. income taxes for almost 30 years. Why? Why is that? Why have they not tried to put me in prison? I've been telling people for almost 30 years, you have no duty to file pay any federal income tax unless you're a federal worker who's involved in the trade or business as defined in the Internal Revenue Code, or you are a U.S. citizen of the District of Columbia as defined in the Internal Revenue Code. I'm a U.S. citizen for nationality purposes, but not for income tax purposes. So the bottom line is, when you equip yourself with knowledge and are prepared, like I have done, the IRS is easy to beat. Yes. I've done so, and so can you. Yes, you can do it too, and I want to help you do it. Yes, I want you to live free now, my friends. It's your decision now, folks. Yes. Click on the image below in this cartoon, and you can see the proof of everything I've told you for yourself. The next step now is key. You must now, in step five, question authority. Yes, you should write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully and safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Yes, what you do essentially in the petitions on our website that's available for free. Free! You send them to the U.S. House of Representative member and your two U.S. senators. Tell them, look, here's a law based upon the government's own official website. I want to follow the law. If I'm wrong, tell me, and I will humbly pay my fair share of taxes. But if I'm right, you must act. Tell the other Congress members so together you can stop the robbery of the American people. right? It can never show you that you're wrong because you're right. And you're proven right. Give them 60 days to respond to you. I've never seen one specific on-point response ever. Because they can't, folks. Right? So that is your steps. Now, the last two steps is if you want, you ought to take advantage of 6 or 7 year $1 million guaranteed offer every single one of you. Yes. Folks, I can help all of you to lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years. Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you're a Freedom Law School member, and every year gets a separate $1 million 7 year guarantee. Yes, $1 million 7 year guarantee. Folks, you want peace of mind? There it is. All the five steps you could do on your own for free. It's on our website at livefreenow.org. But people tell me, Paymon, I'm still a little nervous, afraid of the IRS. I would love to have some backup, someone that knows it well like you. And I would like to have some guarantees because my tax preparer, my TurboTax, HR Block, accountant, CPA, even my tax lawyer, they all give me zero guarantee. Yes, zero guarantee. I love the 7 year $1 million guarantee you get for every single year. Folks, the program is a standard price, just briefly, and I'll allow you to make payment plans. I'll lower the price for every one of you to afford it for you to come ahead. I want to make sure every single one of you save an income tax while you stop sending your money to our enemies in the United States government, the IRS, the false Bureau of Investigations, FBI, the Criminal Intelligence Agency, CIA, Department of Injustice, DOJ, right? Those crooked government lawyers. All those crooks and criminals which have been taken over, hijacked, and turned away from the original purpose of serving you, the American people. Now they call you a terrorist for questioning the brainwashing at schools doing to your children. Questioning the school board for brainwashing your kids to be racist and hate you and America's founding fathers. You question that, you're a terrorist and you're in front of injustice. Wants to investigate you as a terrorist. You all see the news, folks. The federal government is out of control. Why? Why would any sane person work every day and pay money to the enemies, further strengthen your enemies to destroy you? They are your enemies, folks. You know that. Why give them your hard-earned money? Because you're afraid? You no longer need to be afraid, folks. I've done it, folks, for 30 years. And so can you. I help many people. The Royal Freedom Package is 20 years old. Yes, when I started all this, this is all black hair. Okay? So step 7, it gets even juicier. Get involved. Join hands with other like-minded freedom lovers like yourself. Every one of you is strong on your own. That's fine. But if you all join hands through Freedom Law School, you're much more powerful. And you're honoring me, Freedom Law School, and me by putting your trust in me. And I use your funds, your support, your commitments to restore freedom, to inform Americans about what's going on, okay? The criminality of this government, okay? Support alternative media that, you know, that's on BitChute and Rumble, people like Stu Peters and others who are telling the truth that is hidden from you folks, okay? You are part of the solution. And I want to thank you and reward you folks because we need you. America needs you to continue to expose the fraud and have America be a free country by them participating in his plan to restore America. Folks, here's step 7. This is your freedom opportunity to get paid up to $5,000. For each American that you're free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Yes, up to 5,000 for each American that you're free. Basically, all you got to do is text our website, livefreedom.org. Email our website, livefreedom.org, to your friends, family members, coworkers. Hey, take the 7 steps to be free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Right there. Let me show it to you. Right here, folks. In your text message, say, take the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. Yep. So when you join our efforts and you become part of the Royal Freedom Package, remember, must be affordable to every one of you. Okay? You get a standard price and a scholarship if you need to fill out to lower the price for you if necessary. Give it to them. Give them a chance to be free. So in summary, folks, you don't have to fill out a 1040 income tax confession form at all. Ever. You never needed to do that. In the past, it was wrong. You did the wrong thing. So stop it. Just stop. Don't do it anymore. And be part of freedom. And with this knowledge, folks, you'll have the confidence that you're in charge. You have the power, just like I do. The confidence you see that I got with the IRS, you can have it, folks. The peace of mind and joy is liberating by having knowledge. You can have it, folks. I love America to be a free country again. You can live and let live. But I cannot make you free. With all this knowledge and backing up, I can't. You must make that choice. You must take the 7 steps. Educate yourself, right? And deprogram yourself of the deception they've done on you. And you can start living a free life now and be part of returning America to be a free country once again. Okay, folks, that was, what, 38 minutes, not too long. Let's go to your questions. Let's put the call number in front of the screen so those of you have questions, you can ask your questions. And, folks, for your privacy, do not give me your last name, only your first name, okay? Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, because we would like to know what kind of outreach to American people is working so we can do it more. And then ask your question. Let me make a list of people with questions from different telephone area codes. What telephone area codes do we have now? No one has any questions? Well, all right, folks. If you have a question, call the number on your screen, 657-383-1755, and then push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know that you have a question by pushing 1 on that button. Meanwhile, I will go to questions of 2 people who called me. By the way, you can email Freedom Law up to 10 pages of paperwork, and I will review it for you free of charge on this weekly Freedom Hour, but you must make sure I have it beforehand. Verify we got it so my activists, my help will get to me before the Freedom Hours to be able to go over everything with you. Okay? We have 2 calls. Let's go to your caller before we go to Lorraine and John's question. I will get you guys momentarily. Okay? What is the telephone area code of the 2 callers? 832 caller. You are live, my friend, on Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
My name is Brenda White. Can you
hear
me?
I can't hear you guys on my headset. I don't hear her. Okay, hold on. Let's try again. Let me know when I can tell her to start again so I can hear her because, okay, try again.
My name is Brenda White here in Houston, Texas.
Okay, Brenda. And
okay.
How did you hear about your law school?
Through Stu Peters.
Very good.
You were on his show, yes.
Yes, Stu Peters. We are big supporters of Stu Peters, folks. If you haven't checked out Stu Peters, you should. He's the best truth teller I know out there on the internet. Of course, he's censored, so he's on the uncensored platforms. Bobby, we are putting our stuff on these uncensored platforms also because one of these days we expect to be cut off too. So go to our website, by the way, at livefreenow.org and be sure to get on our email list on the front page of livefreenow.org so we'll be in touch with you, okay? All right, Brenda.
Okay.
May I help you?
I just wanted to know, how can I stop the IRS from automatically deducting from my account for payment of back taxes? Do I have to formally protest at this point since I've already made my confession forms, or can I just close those accounts?
Well, so it sounds like you made an agreement to pay for the previous years, right? That you were duped and deceived in filing a 1040 income tax confession form, correct?
Correct.
And you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C.?
No, Texas.
And you're also not performing functions of any federal public office. You're not a federal worker of any kind, correct?
Correct.
Then you're not a person required to file paying 1040 income tax form to begin with. You were deceived and duped. So really at this point, the only way that you can put a stop to it practically is if there's no money in the account for the IRS to take, they won't be able to take anything if it's not there. And they may or may not later on try to come after you, you know. But that is the only way you can do that, Bob. But right now, IRS is in such a disarray. The IRS is in crisis. Crisis. Not according to me, but the IRS taxpayer advocate. But let me have one of those flyers, by the way, guys, that are about 90% of the IRS stuff, Betty, if you're good. Because they're not even answering the phone calls. About 90% of IRS phone calls are not answered. You want to call them and make different arrangements or cancel it? No, they don't even answer phones. So the one that we have on in the IRS levies are down by 90%. The one I printed everybody, right? Yeah. So
yeah.
Yes, I did a video on this topic. So IRS is in crisis, and according to the head of the IRS, commissioner of the IRS, this situation is untenable, which means if it continues, the IRS will implode from the inside. That's how bad it is. On the flyer, I knew everybody on the table. The flyers were 9%. Yeah, okay. So anyhow, that's the only answer I can give you to that question. Okay? Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any other callers? We have four more callers now, okay? All right, let's get the area code numbers out. What are the telephone area code numbers? 914, uh-huh. 213. Let me see right down. Area code 813-111, anonymous number, uh-huh. And 678. Oh, by the way, let me show this to you guys. We got to put this on our website, guys. I just show you, okay? I can show you. You see what the chart is, folks? This is how many instances the IRS has levied, taking people's bank accounts or paychecks or money by force, okay? The first line is line 2010. The second one, 2011. You see that? 2010, okay, and 2011, the first two lines. The last one, you see, folks? The tiny one, yeah, right here. That's 2021. In 10 years, from 2011, IRS had levied at that time in 2011. Let me see right here. 3.7 million times. people's bank accounts, paychecks, and other property by force. Take your stocks, okay, your paycheck, your commission, right, from a third party that owes you money, pay me her money, right? Take DB Brenda's money. About 2021 is down to $305,000. That's over a 90% drop. You look at that. Look at that. 9% drop. See that? Yeah. The IRS is imploding already. It's going to be worse this year. You don't need to be afraid of this dying organization. Anything that has a 9% plus drop in performance is a dead organization, folks. They don't have the power over you that they want you to believe they have. Okay? All right. Let's go to the call from America 91. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hi, my name is John. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Terrific. Hi, David. I met you at the Red Pill Expo in Louisiana.
Okay, very good. All right. And what is your question, friend?
Well, now I have a couple from today. So I wanted to know, I understand the individual, but I was in the same definition, I was wondering about corporations. They talk about corporations have to pay. And if you look at...
here it is.
Where
you go. There it is, folks. All you got to do is this. And remember from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? Same Chapter 79 definitions, right? Same Section 7701 definitions when using this title. Now, we know that United States under A, 9, and 10, it means Washington, D.C., right? The District of Columbia, right? Now, you don't see the situation. Well, what is the term domestic? Domestic means when applied to a corporation or a partnership means created or organized in the District of Columbia or under the laws of the District of Columbia or of any District of Columbia unless it gets a partnership secretary provides otherwise by regulations. So there it is. Is your corporation one which is created or organized in the District of Columbia?
No. It's an LLC in New York.
LLC is foreign. Foreign when applied to corporation or partnership means a corporation or partnership which is not domestic, which is it is not created or organized in the District of Columbia or under the laws of the District of Columbia or District of Columbia. See? Even Walmart, folks, doesn't have to file for any income tax. Okay? Because they're based out of what? Arkansas? Not Washington, D.C. So your LLC does not have to file for income tax.
So when a corporation, they're talking about a domestic corporation. Is that the definition of corporations, domestic?
Yeah. No, a corporation is defined. A corporation... Look, a corporation, here it is, three. The term corporation includes associations, joint stock companies, and insurance companies. Okay.
So, but it doesn't say anything about domestic.
Domestic is, again, it is a corporation or a partnership, which means created or organized in the United States. But what does United States mean? United States means what? District of Columbia, state, and the District of Columbia. And a state also means what? It includes the District of Columbia.
Got it. I got that.
Okay,
so
remember.
The corporation, excuse me.
Yes?
If the corporation is set up in Delaware or within the District of Columbia, then they would have to pay.
If it was created
but Delaware,
it would be, yes. For example, United States Postal Service is a corporation created in D.C. Fannie Mae and Freddie
right.
Mac that give them home loans, they are incorporated in Washington, D.C. They would have to file income tax.
And the 1099 for like a 1099R, 1099 division, that's all I have is 1099s that I get from various from Social Security as well as my business.
Yep. Doesn't matter. Here it is, folks. All these 1099s they talk about, paying the mortgage interest, sale or exchange of real estate, if you're a broker, okay, or you take the security, all this other stuff, all of these 1099s they talk about dividends, interest on business debt, right? All these 1099s I mentioned, rents, royalties, right? All these things, they all apply to someone who does what? Someone who, in the part of the trader business, they made any of the following types. Then they 1099 whoever they paid. In other words, a federal agency or person who paid somebody, that federal agency person pays the other person. If the government entity, agency, pays one of his workers, the 1099 the worker. If the congressman pays his aide, the congressman is supposed to 1099 his aide. If congressman does his job, performing functions of public office, the agency, FBI, pays one of his agents, right? Then they issue him because that agent of FBI or CIA is performing functions of that public office, CIA or FBI with 1099, that FBI or CIA agent, unless the compensation is considered to be wages, which is also taxable under federal laws, okay?
Yeah, this is very good. I mean, it's a little hard because the video is different from the phone call, but I'll look at this part. But, yeah, I get it, what you're saying. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend, okay? I'm not sure what you mean video is different than the phone call. Oh, can you not see it? That's right, yeah. Yeah, watch the video, folks, and you see the more clear detail, yes. All right, let's go to Erica 213 from heart of Los Angeles, California. What is your first name?
My name is Adrian, and I was referred to you by a former student of Freedom School. And I am a senior. I'm on permanent disability, and I am being taxed like crazy. Someone in your office had me to filled out some paperwork for me. But my question to you is, at this point, do I wait until the IRS audit me before I join Freedom School, or do I join now?
You join right away. Why wait?
Okay. And I got an application for the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I mail it in, or can I email it or fax it?
Well, I'm going to show everybody what you're talking about, folks. When you go on step number 6 on the front page of our website, you see the Royal Freedom Package link right there she's speaking about. You click on that Royal Freedom Package on the right side of your screen that you see right here, okay?
Yes.
And that gives you that gives the introduction to the Royal Freedom Package, okay? At the bottom of this page, you see link to view the Royal Freedom Package agreement and application page. Okay. So once you click on this thing, the blue thing at the bottom of the page, it takes you to the agreement application page. Okay. Now, as you go down, you should read all the details about the program, what it's about, what are you part of, understand it. You'll see there that for some of you, the payment plans are available. You see the prices and a scholarship application. Yes. You click on that. That's the application for those of you who want to apply to me, maybe get a scholarship toward your membership. Here it is, scholarship application. Fill it out. It's very short, but you need to also fill out the application, okay, for the Royal Freedom Package itself, which is at the bottom of the page, okay? When you read everything, here it is, Royal Freedom Package agreement and application. So open up the application right there. Here it is. Here we go. So if you fill out both of them and you get both of them to Freedom Law School, that's what you want to do. Okay. Email or U.S. mail is better for a little privacy, but you can email
okay.
it too, but
okay.
email we prefer for privacy.
Okay.
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 And I should not pay taxes for this year.
Well, you want to take the 7 steps at home right away. Let me show you. You need to.
Well, see, let me interrupt you for a minute because
sure.
I can't see you. I don't know what I'm not doing or anything, but you're talking as if you're doing a live presentation, but for some reason I can't see it. So it makes it a little bit difficult, and it could be because I don't know what I'm doing, but I can't see what you're doing.
Well, if you can I get on YouTube or Facebook to watch me live right now?
I'm on YouTube. I'm on YouTube right now.
You are. You cannot watch my what I'm putting on my screen?
No, I can't. I don't know what it is. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay. Now I hear it. Thanks, Tayon.
You found it? Okay.
You just drank some water, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. That's the beer. Do you see me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Any other questions before I go to the next callers, Adrian?
No. I appreciate you very much, and I'll be on the line next Thursday.
You are most welcome. All right. Let's go to our next caller from area code 813, then from area code 111, and then 67 area code call.
Let's go to our next caller from area code 813.
I heard about her. And then your question, please.
Yes, hello. Can you? Hello, Payman, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, my name is James. I am in Tampa, Florida, down here just below you. And I had a couple of questions. Number one, how do I start
how
the process of getting...
How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Oh, we saw a Steve Peters show a couple of months ago.
Very good. All right. Continue, please.
And my question is, how do I stop the IRS from deducting payroll tax, the taxes from my payroll check? And another one is, my wife has been receiving her Social Security for the past 3 years now, and they have been using that as a tax on my payroll to deny me any kind of refund. And now they're saying I owe them $641 from when I filed this year, and I wanted to know how I can stop that and stop them from taking my wife's money back out of my check and using it as a tax against us, and also with the federal income tax out of my check.
Okay. You asked the question, which I'm unable to answer you, because I don't know what you did or did not. You said you filed. There you go right there. There's a problem right there. You filed the 1040 income tax confession trap. And what you did, my friend, is this. Let me show you on my screen. There. You put the rope around your neck. I don't know how you put the rope around your neck, and I have no magic quick answer to take the rope off. Okay, I'm not sure if I can take the rope off that you put around your neck. Okay, so I may be able to help you with saving the numbers, but the bottom line is don't do it again. I don't have answers for all past mistakes. I'm not a magician. That's the problem, folks. You fill out these 10 great tax questions from the mercy of the IRS. You got to stop filing those forms. James, stop. No more 10 great tax confession forms. Have you filed one? Yeah, for 2021 yet or not?
For 2021, as far as I know, I just filed taxes for this past year, yes.
There you go. Here's you did it again. You did it again. So don't do it again. Let this be the last one. You fill out a 10-4 income tax confession form, put the rope around your neck. Don't ever do it again. Without seeing your paperwork, I cannot give you an answer. I'm not sure if I could even solve your problem on the confession form that you got. On how to stop income tax withholding from your paycheck, okay, that is on our website, okay? If you go on our front page at livefreedom.org, okay, on question authority, right, petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully and safely free yourself from our organization, okay? When they click on this image of those who pay tribute to the beast, worship the beast, okay? You don't want to be one of those anymore? Click on that. And there you see how you should question authority about writing petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. It's described in this page in more detail in the videos and written material. And at the bottom of this page, after introduction on this issue, you will see four golden circles, petitions. These petitions are about different aspects. The second one is on income tax withholding. Third one is Social Security and Medicare taxes. Click on those and follow the directions on those pages. They're available to you for free.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have a call from an anonymous number that shows up as 111. You're live right now. Give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. How about that call from area code 678? You're alive, my friend. They dropped off too. Anybody else with questions? Callers. Okay. Call from America 203. You are live. What is your first name? I heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Donna. I heard about Freedom Law School through Stu Peters. I just have a question about when you buy a home. You know how when you go for a mortgage, they always want to see your tax return. How do you deal with that?
You don't go to a regular bank. You go to experienced mortgage lenders, okay, and you literally don't have a tax return, and those guys can get you a loan. You might have to pay a little bit more down payment or a little bit higher interest rate, okay? You can also find online like a Craigslist, hard money or private money lenders. They can give it to you loans also. But you save all this money, income tax, slavery, so a little bit more down payment or a little bit more interest is okay. What you can be done as a Royal Freedom Package, I'll help you guide you through that process also.
I didn't hear what the first thing you said is. You said do not go to a bank. Is that what you said?
Yes, because banks almost universally want a 1040 income tax confession trap for the last 2 years before they give you a loan, especially the big banks. Don't go to Chase or Bank of America, okay? Some small banks may not require a 1040, but independent mortgage loan brokers, you call around on internet or on your phone book, they can do it. They know how to do it. You have to call around.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Donna. And we have a call from area code 923. Give us your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hello, my name is Dan. I've been watching your videos for several years on YouTube. I have a question about the non-statutory pure trust. I don't have anyone in my immediate family. Per the structure of a pure trust, they need to be non-statutory family in order to fulfill the role of trustee. Do you have any information on how I can find a trustee to act in that role for the peer trust?
First of all, these terms you've heard, sovereign, pure, non-statutory, common law, trust, these names mean nothing. The garbage, the sizzle, the name doesn't matter. I can call this a glass of Coca-Cola. It's still not a glass of Coca-Cola. It's only water. So don't be duped and fooled by these glorious names that trust salesmen try to get you or sold you already, perhaps. Sorry. Sound like you were sold one of these things. And and when someone sells that to you, my red flag goes up because you don't have to do that. Sell a sizzle. It's not how the trust is named. It's how it's set up and operated that matters. So I generally think that limited liability companies are a better way of doing business or own property than trust for most people, not everybody. However, if you've chosen a trust and want to stay and stick with the trust, then you have to find someone you trust. That's one of the problems with the trust. You have to find a good friend, someone trustworthy to not steal the money because they have control of the assets of the trust that is actually owned by the beneficiaries of the trust. You or your children or some other third person, they actually own the trust, and you, he manages the trust for the benefit of those beneficiaries. So maybe you ought to not have a trust. Maybe you ought to do a limited liability company. I don't know. But if you want to have a trust, you got to find someone that you trust. Anything else?
Oh. Okay. Is there, what about a nominee trustee? Is there any validity in that?
Again, it doesn't matter. You call is the trustee the trustee? Yeah. The name, these labels, don't get fooled. They put all these complex words and terms you don't understand, and people think, wow, this guy's so smart. He throws all these big words that I do not understand. So obviously, that's a smart guy. I'm the dummy. So I'm going to do business with a smart guy and buy his thing. Wrong. Unless he can break it down for you, basic language you understand, do not do business with him. You should understand everything before you do it. Okay, for example, on a royalty and package program, what I do is this. Let me give you an example, okay? Let's take a look at, for example, royalty and package agreements, right? Agreement app. What I tell her off that? I've said, please read this document slowly and carefully. Never agree or sign documents you do not understand. Okay? If you do not fully understand the meaning of each word, make sure that you either look up the meaning of the word in a dictionary or tell an educated language expert or, in our case, call us. Call Freedom Law School and we will answer your question, give you complete understanding. So these salespeople who sold the trust need to do a better job and quit using lingos and quit using big sounding names like nominee and pure, you know, non-statutory. So that means that all the other trusts are not pure. Oh, they're corrupted, dirty. Ooh, you don't want those. You want my pure trust. Okay. Any other questions, Dan?
No. Nope. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it. Have a great night.
You're welcome. Pleasure, my friend. Huh? Any more calls before I go to Lorraine and John's letters to us? And we have a new caller from area code 407. Okay, my friend. How did you hear about Freedom Law School? Your first name and then your question, please.
This is Mark in Florida, and I've been watching you for quite a while, and But my question is, when you work for someone else in a 1099 or a W-2 or some kind of form they send to the IRS, then the IRS will send you a confirmatory writing. That's what I call it, a letter saying, we've decided you owe us $10,000. How do you deal with the confirmatory writing?
First of all, get off those names that somebody told you. Confirmatory.
Well, I don't know what else to call it.
Right. Well, there's no confirmatory. What do you mean? There's no such thing. So I cannot, without seeing the letter, tell you what that letter is about. But the IRS doesn't do that. IRS, before they can fix or determine an amount of tax that they claim you owe, must send you a notice of deficiency by certified mail. Not an audit letters. If they ignore the process and send you a letter without a notice of deficiency that claims you owe the money, it's worthless. It's garbage. It's trash. Yeah, and later on, at the collection due process hearing stage, which you have an opportunity to ask for hearing, you can just get rid of the whole tax claim of the IRS because the IRS failed to send you a notice of deficiency as required by federal law. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay. Let's go to Lorraine and John. Lorraine is shorter with a question, so I'll do Lorraine's first, okay? Lorraine says, I took a 401k distribution last year for which I got a 1099-R form. Will the IRS come looking for me if I don't file a tax return because of this? And should I join the field law school? Also, do I still have to file a tax form with my local state of Massachusetts or Massachusetts? Okay, all right. First of all, IRS may or may not try to come after you for what they think that you had this 1099 taxable distribution, which was not. And you see, I can't predict that. Any of us can die in a car accident tomorrow or next year. It may or may not happen. There's no guaranteed number I can answer yes or no. I can tell you about any of those questions. However, yes, you should join Freedom Law School to contribute to our Restoring America to Freedom. And we support people like Stu Peters, who tell the truth out there. Yes, we sponsor the program of Stu Peters because he tells you what the other areas you need to know about. And yes, you should join our Royal Fiat package, and we'll back you up and protect you with a 7-year $1 million guarantee at the same time. Okay? Now, you say you still have to file a tax with your local state of Massachusetts. There are 42 states that have, they claim to have a state income tax. Most of them, you're not required to file or pay income tax because the base state tax laws or forms on federal tax law or forms. If you have no legal requirement to file a federal tax form, you have no legal requirement to file a state tax form. If the numbers on your federal tax 1040 form is 0, the number you take from the federal form, 1040 to put on your state tax form is a 0. Well, when it's 0 in your state tax form, you don't have to fill out the form to begin with. Now, Massachusetts, guys, have you ever looked at Massachusetts, Benny, or not? About if I'm not sure about taxes. We have, it's for the fall federal, it's connected with the federal. So you don't have to file the Massachusetts or Massachusetts tax form and local state that's based on federal laws either. So I hope, Lorraine, that answers your question for you adequately. It's good that you call so I can further make sure your questions are answered for you. John asked a much longer question, one page long, like 6-7 paragraphs. He asks, the focus of freedom law school is that most individuals living in the United States are not required to pay taxes defined by Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on income on every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States and then provided by Section 871B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. I understand the definition of United States and state is the District of Columbia. That is correct. John asks, this definition uses the term individual, not person. Okay. If you have question one, he has five questions. Question number one. If you have an LLC organization, do I need to pay taxes? Again, is that LLC created under the laws or in Washington, D.C.? Yes. That entity does have to pay taxes, perhaps. If it's not a Washington, D.C. LLC, it does not. Okay. Question number two, I just answered. Three, he asked, what is the impact of not filing an individual 1040? The impact of you not filing a 1040 income tax confession form is rather simple. I can show it to you visually on our website. Here it is. Here's the impact of you not filing a 1040 income tax confession form. You do not hang yourself. That's what the consequence is. You do not put the rope around your neck. That is the consequence. Okay? No. Now, let's go to the next question. Now, he goes about definition of a person in the Internal Revenue Code. The term person, quote, he's quoting from the law, shall be construed to mean and include an individual, a trust, a state partnership, association, company, or corporation. A corporation includes associations, joint stock companies, and insurance companies. Here's a question. Is LLC included in the definition of a corporation? Okay. Well, LLCs could be either past individual sole owner entities in which you are the same as LLC for tax purposes, if you are a DC corporation, that is. And so, or it could have multiple memberships, multiple owners. In that case, it's a corporation like a regular corporation. The main thing is that is your LLC or corporation created under or in laws of in the United States or not. If it's not, you're free. Don't worry about the rest. It doesn't matter. Okay? Because he quotes the tax on corporations that says that a tax is hereby imposed for each taxable year on the taxable income of every corporation. Yes. But corporations from where? Corporations in Egypt, Iran, Japan, China, Florida, France, Texas, New York? No. All those are outside of the District of Columbia. Only District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. corporations have to pay the tax. Okay? So he asked, if the LLC is defined within the corporation, then the above definition means that LLC must submit taxes. No, the LLC doesn't have to submit taxes, period, if it's not created under the laws of Washington, D.C., okay? If it's created in some other state, it's fine. Okay, like Delaware or Nevada or New Mexico. Okay, it's free of any income tax. All right. One last call for any other questions. If you do, please announce yourself. Question right now. Let's put the... We have three new people with questions. All right, what is their telephone area codes? 530-702-406. So call us from area code 530, go quick. So call us from 702 and 406. Don't hang up. Okay, let's get to you quickly. With your first name and
Hi.
How you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payma. This is Trolling, and I learned about you from Stu Peters and also YouTube. My question tonight is how to deal with crypto taxes living in California. I'm not even allowed to even make one trade without being taxed in some 40% bracket. So as I was trying to learn how to trade, I was acquiring taxable events that I had no idea I was doing. So now they want to hit me with a $179,000 tax bill just because I was practicing trying to trade. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Have you filled out a 10-point income tax confession yet?
No, I have not. I pack my bags and leave the country.
Okay. I didn't get the spelling of your name. Troyn, could you say it again, your name, please?
Teresa. Like
okay, Teresa. Okay, all right. Well, you asked several questions. Well, on cryptocurrency, folks, you could go to Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, right? On YouTube, chop Freedom Law School, it'll get you there. And then on the top right, on the search bar, you can type in cryptocurrency, and you see, oops, did I misspell it? Yes, I did. Cryptocurrency, and you see I've done on cryptocurrency more than one presentation, okay? The short ones you see right there, 4 minutes. The long one I did 10 months ago is 30 minutes. I also did a couple other older ones a year ago on cryptocurrency. Watch these. You don't have to pay any income tax on cryptocurrency as long as you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., which you told me you are not. So
right.
What was your other question?
My other question was, do I have to pay an exit tax if I decide to leave the country and renounce my citizenship because I'm tired of the war machine? Yeah,
no.
Exit tax.
You don't have to leave America, live in Bahamas or Mexico or Turks and Caicos or Belize or Panama or Costa Rica. You don't need to do none of that. Leave the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, where you're from, and come to the free state of Florida. F in Florida stands for freedom. Okay? You guys got to quit wanting to go to all of the world to be free. Go on internet and type in freedom in the 50. Number 50, states.com. Okay, this is by Libertarian Cato Institute. freedominthe50states.com. Okay, I don't want this thing. How do I get this on my screen? Oh, I don't want this. How do I get rid of this, guys?
I think you went to the wrong place.
I did. Let me try it again. freedominthe50states. Here we go. Yep. All right. So here you see the freedom in the 50 states. The dark ones are darker. New York is down number 50 on the right side. Second to that is Hawaii, number 49. Poor Hawaiians. The land was stolen from them and then returned to a communist republic. California is number 48. Get away. number one is not New Hampshire. I think they're wrong on that. Florida's number one. Florida's been number one for many, many years. It just changes to number two this year. It's wrong. There's an aura. Florida been number one for many, many years. Okay? It's still number one. Okay? So we have no state income tax. Housing is very affordable. You have freedom here. Okay? And so that's what you want to do. And there's no exit tax to leave the Communist Republic of Mexicania and come to the free state of Florida. Okay? Come to Florida. That's all you got to do. And there's no exit tax for that. Okay, Teresa, by the way, where did you get the number that you have a $179,000 tax bill? Did you file for a previous year and IRS claims that you owe them $179,000?
No.
Well, what year, how did that come up?
My accountant, it was for this last year. My accountant has been doing my taxes for 27 years. So basically what I did was last year I had to pay $122,000 because I logged my property to, you know, have money to live. Because I'm not working. I'm totally disabled. I had a really bad hand injury. So I logged my property to have money to live. I wanted $122,000 for me logging my property. And then I put that money into cryptocurrencies, and it went four times itself. And then so I paid the money for last year's taxes out of cryptocurrencies, and now this year because my money went up in the Bitcoin. Now they want me to pay $179,000. And then I asked my accountant. I said, so I don't have a job. My fingers got ripped in half long ways by a truck and trailer accident. And every year I have to take money out of my Bitcoin in order to pay the IRS. I'm not even barely living on any money. Like, my boyfriend supports me because I was so injured. And so now I'm just having to keep paying the IRS with the proceeds from the Bitcoin because every year they want the money from the Bitcoin until the Bitcoin's completely gone.
Well, stop. You know, your accountant of 20 years. Look, he either show him our videos. Show him the front page of Freedom Law School's website, okay? And look, bottom line is, you know, he's either an honest person that will look at this, say, you know what? I saw that based on U.S. government's official website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. He either admit that he has been wrong all these years, he'd be a reformed man, or he's going to keep his eyes closed because that's how he makes his living. It's all about that. Or he could make a living, great living, by converting his clients from slaves of the corrupt U.S. government into free people that are part of restoring America's freedom like you want to do. He could do that. But give him the opportunity, give him our website and say, I will not sign that form until you go check this out and you tell me I'm wrong about it. So don't fill it out. Okay? And we'll back you
up.
I'm
not going to.
Go through the 7 steps, Teresa, that on our website there and call our office. You know, if you have further questions about it. Okay? Any other last questions?
Thank you.
From me? You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go to our call from area code 702 and then 406 area code caller. For 703 area code caller, your name? Yes.
My name is Susan, and I may have heard about you on Stu Peters. I think there was some little advertisement, but I've had you in my calendar to listen to on Thursdays for a few years. But I haven't always done that. But now my interest is really piqued. I have a question. So if a person has a corporation and they haven't filed their taxes for about 9 or 10 years on their corporation – and on themselves personally, are they kind of like out of this prying eye of the three-letter agency? Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. No, there's no exact thing as if you can just simply take yourself off the IRS's mailing list like that. It doesn't work like that. My wife never filed a 10-4 income tax confession form in her life. Never did. But the IRS did try to harass me. They came after her also, even though she never filed a tax return in her life ever. And there's no such thing as just being out of this system that the IRS cannot even write you a letter. They can always potentially write you a letter or your corporation to harass you and intimidate you in filing 10-4 income tax confession trap forms. Anything else?
Okay, I need to go on to your website more, so I have to write something to get out of the system then, I guess.
All you need to do is go to our website, livefreenow.org, take the 7 steps, okay?
Okay.
You first educate yourself. You haven't filed income tax? Great. Susan, I'm happy for you. You're an example for everybody else on this presentation. Then when you stop putting a rope around your neck with a 1040 form, you will most likely be simply left alone. Remember, IRS back in 1998 said, 1996, they estimated there were 63 million non-filers. The letter is on our website at livefreenow.org under step 3. It's shown there. And now it's 80 million perhaps. So, it's good, but I would suggest you may want to, if you want to have a peace of mind, get to the whole 7 steps, okay? You get in,
okay,
and become part of Royal Freedom Package membership. You join hand with others, to restore America to freedom, because we got to do something, folks. Some of us say, people, it's late. The government's completely out of control. The criminals.
Out of control, definitely.
They're out of control for a long time. Yes, folks. For a long time. The deception has gone on over 100 years. The 1913 tax law never applied to anybody in the Union States. So what over 100 years ago, we lost the control of the federal government. Is it ever late to try to get it back? No. Better late than never. It's more of an uphill battle, but that's why I'm here. From Iran. Where you could be put in prison or tortured for simply criticizing the government openly. Yeah. Where's Payman? Gone for weeks. I haven't seen him. Heard from him? No. No one knows where he went. In a dungeon. Being tortured for criticizing the government. That's back there where I came from in 1977. America? We don't have that. You must exercise all your rights, right to free speech, right to associate with me and other people like yourself, to assemble together, like-minded people, okay? Your right to publish and share material, right to due process of law, jury trial, keep and bear arms, all those things, and we can get our country back. We just gotta wake up, open our eyes, pick up and take action. So, yes, the steps on our website are there. Hopefully that your interest has peaked now. You will have yourself be free with peace of mind. Anything else, Susan?
No, but I was thinking of filing all my taxes for a corporation, but there's like a $1,600 penalty if you haven't filed them, that you pay that automatically, which is per year, which would be ridiculous. So anyway, okay.
Is the corporation a Washington, D.C. corporation?
No.
Then your corporation doesn't have to file at all in the first place.
Okay. Well, one more question, though. If you wanted to get a new corporation, you need a EIN number. Right.
for most people that they do business with you, unfortunately, they're under impression that for them to do business with you, you must have a tax ID number or employer ID number. Sadly, that's the reality we live in right now. Until we can educate more people and more companies to do business with each other freely. There's no need for all these satanic control numbers, slave control numbers to track you. Okay? But, yeah, mm-hmm. probably what you have to do initially. Why do you ask?
Well, because I was thinking of just starting a new corporation. So, anyway. And closing
why?
The other one down.
Why?
Do you think the old one's fine? Just leave it?
Seems to be doing fine.
Okay. All right. I guess that's what I'll do then.
Yeah. Leave it there. What you want to do is the 7-step join a Royal Family package. Tell others about it. Okay? We are going to come
okay.
back. You watch Stu Peters. You know how he exposed the criminals. What do you want to do about it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, our government has become very criminal. So, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Let's go to the Call of America 406 in Montana. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And your question, please.
My name is John. Heard about you on the SGT report. And my question is, when you join the Royal Freedom Package and you have the petition sent in to the congressmen and senators, is there a certain amount of time to wait before the other petitions are filed to remove the withholding from your federal, your Social Security, your Medicare tax, all that stuff?
Well, I recommend 60 days before you follow up because, you know, you don't have to wait. 30 days is enough, too, because I mean, even within 30 days. To send a petition one after another, is that what you mean? Between petitions, is that what you mean?
I was just wondering. I mean, I didn't know if there was a certain period that would be best after you filed with the senators and congressmen to file those other ones?
They all know. Generally, it's good to have them a few days apart or a week or two, a week apart so they don't confuse them, you know? That's all. The only reason to space them out a week apart or something like that is so they don't confuse them all. You know, the staff got to read one and then the other one. That's all. It's just to help them not get confused. There's no legal requirement for them to be separated at all. They could be sent all together. But, yeah, I generally recommend to set maybe a week or so apart from each other.
Okay.
But as a package member, don't worry. We'll do all that for you automatically. We send them once a week, a different one every week for you automatically. That's one of the benefits of the joining the Royal Freedom Package.
Okay. And for the listeners listening, I would like them to know that if they spend money on the Let's Go Brandon Rally package, it will be more than worth their while, because I did.
I tell you, the bottom line is that Royal Freedom Package is a standard price that most people will save money as still. But if you're low income, if you're younger, there's automatic discount under 35. Lower the price. As younger as you are, the less you pay. If you're older, Social Security, low income, we'll drop the price to whatever it needs to be to make it affordable to you. Folks, imagine this. Just imagine. If just, you know, 1% of Americans, 1% of Americans, is about over 240 million Americans that work. If 1% of them, 2.4 million people, as a member, pay, for example, $1,000 a year to our fund. Okay, yeah, I'm talking about 2,400,000 people times 1,000 per person. That's $2,400,000 a year fund that we can use to get our country back. We can buy media conglomerates, folks. You know, Elon Musk is buying, they can take the control share of Twitter these days in the news. And in Silicon Valley, high tech, people are in shock. Oh, no. We are a bunch of communists, socialists. This guy is not a communist. He might actually take control and allow free speech on Twitter. Oh, my gosh. We can't have that. See, so if you guys, each of you, become a member, now you're honoring me and Freedom Law School. You say, PayPal, I trust you. I believe in you and Stu Peters, people like you and SGD Report, more than the criminals in the U.S. government. I'd rather give my money to you and SGD Report and Stu Peters, people like you, than them. And you guys go take my funds, which I buy, but you save a lot of money for yourself and put it to use, you know, to educate the masses. The American people have no idea what's going on, folks. We need to be able to build the infrastructure to reach out and wake them up. And with that, we can take our country back without ever having to resort to Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms like the Founding Fathers did. We can avoid that by each of us exercising our First Amendment rights and put our money where our mouth is. So you have to choose, folks, what kind of system do you want to support. So with that, does that answer your question, John? Anything else?
Nope, that was very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let's go back and rally. Let me talk. I'm glad you brought it up, by the way. Let's go back. I failed to address that issue. Thank you for bringing it up. Let's go back and rally, folks, that we had just recently, April 1st or 4th. Was held in Brandon, Florida, April 1st or 4th. And we had all these great speakers like Stu Peters, Lee Dundas, okay, myself, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. David Martin, Jason Cisneros, you know, Dr. Jane Ruby, Jack Maxey, you know, he came by, he's being hunted by the federal government. He's hiding in Switzerland. He came in, you know, by a video. Mary Tokor, April Moss, Walter West, Lisa Lovelady, Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, Larry Beecraft, Jason, Jeff Doherty, Stanford Grant, folks. All these people were there, folks. If you missed it, just go get the streaming available now. You can go and get the ticket details on the top page, okay? And you can get the streaming is available right now, okay? For $49, you have a replay of all of these speakers you missed out is available. So thank you for bringing that up, folks. All the for you, be informed, educated, healthy, and free, prosperous, with peace of mind and confidence, folks. Any other questions? Any other callers? Nope. Okay, folks, thank you for taking your time for your busy schedule to inform and educate yourself. I invite you, if you've not taken the 7 steps on our website, you just know about us. Payment, I've checked you out here and there. I've heard about you here and there. Watched some of the videos here and there. Thank you. That's great. But that does not replace 7 steps on the front page of our website. Start right there. Take the 7 steps to free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery, okay? Step 1, verify there is no law requiring you to file income tax. Step 2, realize paying for income tax concession forms are ropes that you put around your neck. That is not the safe thing to do. People think, oh, filing a 1040 is safer. I'll do it just because I want to be safe. Wrong. It's an unsafe thing. That's what gives them their power. Okay? And step 3, now it reconfirms that you give them power to the IRS when you file. I deprogram you of the deception that you are weak and they are strong. No. You are strong. You have the rights. They are weak. IRS is falling apart, imploding. I've beaten them for 30 years, folks. The myth of the IRS you see from this cartoon is exposed to reality. You are powerful. You can beat them like I've done for the last 30 years. You can question them, write petitions. They cannot answer us. They cannot deny that we're relying on the law as published on the government's own official legal website. And now you can stop paying homage and tribute to the beast, to the satanic evil, the United States federal government. And you can have the peace of mind you want with our $70 million guarantee. Join in with other freedom-loving, freedom seekers like yourself, patriots. Okay? We give you peace of mind. We stand behind you. And folks, tell others. Text and email our website to your family members, friends, coworkers, and I want to pay you $5,000 for each American you're free from being a slave. So folks, with all that, I wish you a wonderful evening. And oh, by the way, I'll be seeing the Red Pill Expo in Indianapolis coming up. Coming up in Indianapolis, June 2nd and 3rd, I think it is. Let me see. Red Pill Expo. I'm going to bring it on my website. You guys are anywhere close to that area, you want to be at the Red Pill Expo. Here it is, folks. Indianapolis, July 9th and 10th. I'll be speaking at this great event. I've spoken at different Red Pill Expos, 9th and 10th Red Pill Expo. So their list of the speakers is not updated. I'm not there yet, but I will be on there. Check it out. And we'll be doing a Freedom Rally, a Let's Go Bannon Rally in Dallas, Texas, sometime in September. Stay tuned. Be sure to go to our website, livefreedom.org, and get on our email list, okay, and your cell phone so we can be in touch with you. So with that, I give you my love and wish you freedom, health, love, prosperity, and happiness. All right. Let's get telephone numbers, Benny. I keep forgetting the last few weeks. The telephone numbers of the people that are potentials. Benny, if I forget to ask, do me a favor, remind me, because I 2-3 weeks I forgot to ask you the name of the potential who wanted to call. What's that?